Thank you for calling astrologyanswers.com. My name is Nina. May I please have your email address to pull your account?
Let me say it first. Shari.Hendrickson@gmail.com. So Shari is spelled S-H-A-R-I-E.
And that's Shari.Hendrickson
at
gmail.com.
Right.
Okay, and you, it says user has not purchased any products.
No. Are you like the sales part, just, or are you regular customer service?
Both. Astrology Answers customer service, and we place orders for customers.
Okay. So, you know, sometimes the order department is different than the customer service department. That's why I was asking that. So you do both?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So here's my question. I mean, I'm all right. So I ran across you guys, and you sent me the reading, my personal reading, based on my birth time. Now, there's certain things. I years ago had my chart done, and my rising sign was Cancer. Is your chart done based on your birth? Because it looked like yours was totally different. Like my sun and moon, which is Libra, cusp, Virgo, were at my rising sign, where before it was totally like Cancer was my rising sign.
Okay, so you have an account. Are you saying that you have an account with us, a different email?
No. Years ago. I mean, I've been off and on interested in I've been off and on interested in astrology for years. And years ago, I had my chart done by an astrologer. And my rising sign, and gave them the same information you have. And my rising sign, it was Cancer. I don't know if you know what that means. I'm assuming you do.
Yes, I'm a Cancer. I was born in July.
Right. Well, that's the sun sign. Your rising sign is the sign that's the on the left middle quadrant, like at 9 p.m. When you're born. And right now, with the chart you guys gave me, the rising sign was basically Libra. It was basically my sun sign, based on the positioning you're showing. So I was wondering if it was actually a birth chart, or if it was some sort of chart in that rolls to what this timeline is now. It's a little hard to ask the question. I'm not sure how to ask it properly.
The person that would answer that would be one of the advisors. That means that you would have to actually purchase something to get inside of your library. So you can ask the advisor anything about the direct report. Those questions go to the advisors. And it's in your members area library. Now, I can help you with purchasing.
Right. See, that's what. Is there a customer service that's more involved than the other end?
No, ma'am.
Just purchasing?
You said, see, this is the customer service. And the question you're asking me a question about a report that was generated, but you don't have a report with us.
Well,
so I can't even answer that because you haven't seen our report. You've seen an itemized copy, but in order to receive a full report, you would have to.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go on, hon. I'm sorry.
You would have to purchase that. You said you was asking a birth chart. That sounds like you were talking about monthly forecast or.
No. They sent me. They
sent you a year forecast.
They sent me, asking, we'll do your who you are basically at the time of your birth, and then they ask for your date you were born and time you were born if you had it, and I have it exactly. So I gave them all the information they wanted, and they sent me this report, which I thought was like a who I am based on my birth at the moment of birth. But there's many, many different ways to do a chart. That you can do a chart based on, since I'm not an astrologer, I'm trying to remember the terms, but, you know, they can be like futures, you know, like or current based on transitions now or something. And so I'm trying to figure out, because what they want me to purchase is not the report about who I am. That they gave me. What they don't give you to entice you to purchase is what's called, in this case, the transit period guide. And so the specific dates, which I would have to do with this year, are what they don't give you because that's what they're enticing you to purchase so that you have more details to see how it's going to affect you personally. So that's why I'm curious what it is I'm buying. Is it based on my birth date? Is it based on I'm wondering why Cancer doesn't show up as my rising sign. So, I mean, what kind of chart is this? It may be fine, maybe a good chart, but I don't understand what it is I'm purchasing because that part wasn't explained. And it's kind of contradictory to me when I look at it based on what I've known previously. So that's why I was trying to get some clarity on that. So I understood what it is if I, there's other issues about the purchasing, but if I did purchase it. So is there anyone else that I can speak to if it's something that they haven't addressed with you, which I understand a lot of times in customer service, you know, they don't cover everything. You kind of have to learn as you go.
No, ma'am, you would have to purchase a report because you're comparing the report that you're seeing, the free report, to an itemized report. I can't answer a question about a report that has not been purchased. The question that you're asking a premature question because I don't see your report. I can't elaborate on what you're saying.
Well, the issue as a customer, because this is not what I saw, it's not supposed to be a pre-report. What I saw is supposed to be who I am, based on my time of birth, day of birth, etc. So this is, but what they are selling is this transit period guide, which, because there's certain dates within this year of changes that are going to happen, that they want to sell you the more information about, so that you have clarity on what days are good for what, and so on and so forth. But I'm trying to understand, and it's kind of hard to expect someone to buy something when they're not sure what it is they're buying, because was this not a birth chart? This was some other kind of chart?
What does it say at the top? It should say what type of chart it is.
Can you look? Report. Are you able to see what they sent me? Because right now I don't have my telephone in front of me. I have to go back in and look up all the emails and...
Oh, no, I can't see any offers that they send over via email. I can only see the purchases.
So you can't even see the offers they're trying to sell me now?
No, I can't see offers that I can sell you now. The offers, let's say they can give you something for 75% off, and then it might be a time limit on it, and you didn't accept it, and then you want that same offer. I would go into my ordering screen and quote prices from my dashboard. Those are like the second offers. The first offers are initially sent out via email. We can only, now if it's still a sale or still offered and I can sell it, place the order, I would. But if I can't, I would quote a price that's on my system.
Mm-hmm.
See, because that's why the emails, you might have to go to that email and click on and see is it a support line that could answer your question on as an advisor.
Well, that when I looked through the emails to get telephone numbers, that's how I got your number.
Yes, and my number, the customer service helps with the purchasing and getting your report to you.
Because if people have questions, there must be another level of someone that has more details about these things that can answer it. I mean,
online.
It's like you're.
That's
you mean,
online
you can't
only.
Speak to someone on the phone?
No, ma'am. Because I know everything basically about the ordering process and how to generate the reports. That's what the customer service does. And we encourage you to purchase so you can get a library to ask the advisors questions like the one that you have.
You know what? Trying to deal with customer service online is such a pain in the butt.
Oh, so purchase something so you can
get a
library.
I'm trying to tell you, trying to deal with an online customer service is a real pain in the butt because they never you ask questions and they never answer them all.
No, but see, in your library, you can email advisor, chat with them on
That's
the
I'm
phone
saying.
Through
when
your
you
library.
Email,
You can call them. You can call the advisors. When you're in your library under the advisors, it tells you which one that can receive a call, which one can receive emails, which one can receive a chat.
But, well, this is the hard thing. Everyone, I mean, I'm in dire financial situation right now, and I can't afford to buy anything. But I've been going through, there was enough that clicked in what they were saying initially that I am trying to figure out how the heck I can purchase this, but I'm still confused by the whole rising sign thing because I don't know what it is I'm purchasing, if it's based on my birth sign, if it's based on some transitional period of life.
Every one of our reports are based on the time of birth. It always asks you the time of birth.
Right, I know that. I understand that. To do anything, it's better they have that. But, this is very frustrating. I'm sure you're doing the best you can, Nina. I'm not frustrated with you, but it's just frustrating. There should be someone who's trying to buy something. If they have a question about what it is they're buying, that they should have a way for you in that case to...
Okay, what are you trying to buy?
Well, I mean, the transit period guide is what they're selling based on the reading that they gave me.
Yes.
And that's the other question because I think I'm confused because one time you look at it and it talks about it's a year guide, then it's a 6-month guide, then it's a 3-month guide.
We have different months. About what?
I'm confused about that. And what is the difference in the price on those? Because they sent me something now saying it was going to expire for the 3 month. 3 month isn't enough. 3 month doesn't cover enough.
Okay. Now, I can offer you a 12-month transit period guide for the price of a 6-month transit period guide for
$67. 12-month is $67?
6 months is $67. I can give you, since we're, because I want you to.
It was less than 67.
No, ma'am.
6 months. Well,
it was
what
not.
What they offered me was less.
Oh, well, you would have to go through that. See, that's where I was explaining to you. You would have to go directly through that offer to get that price. I've quoted you a half price. 6 months is $67. I've quoted you another 6 months. I'm offering you a 12-month transit period guide for a 6-month price.
Yeah, it was less than that.
Because you said you didn't want the 3 months. 3 months is $37. Six months
is $17. That's what they offered me was $17.
Okay, but if you didn't capture that offer, I can't give you that offer. Because I don't see that on my... I see a transit period guide... for $27, one 3 months for $37, and 6 months for $67. Because 12 months is $97.
Work.
But I've cut the price to $67. And that's the price that I can quote.
Now I'm upset.
Why is that?
Because I'm having trouble even affording the thing that they were offering me, which is less than what you're offering. And, you know, I was hoping at least through the customer service that, you know, you could at least offer me the same thing that they were offering me. And
but I already explained that before I even pulled the ordering thing up.
Hmm?
So I already explained that if the quote is not on my ordering screen, I have to quote the prices that are. And I've just done that. Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Give me your manager, please.
I'm the supervisor here, ma'am. I'm the MOD. My name is Nina.
Yeah, thank you, Nina. I'm not upset with you. Just trying to see if someone else can do something.
I'm telling you, no one else could do anything but the advisors inside of your library. You have to purchase.
So they would lose, you know, this during this time of COVID, you'd think they'd be a little bit more sensitive. You know, as it is, we're all financially struggling. And this is just upsetting to me. It's upsetting because here I am trying to work out something to do something, and I can't even get the price that they initially offered me, which I'm trying to double check on. I mean, it's just greed.
I'm sorry you feel that way, ma'am. If you can't find the offer, you can call me back and I can still place the order for you for the quotes I'm just quoted.
Is there anything they can do if you're a senior? I'm 73 years old and I can't afford this right now. Is there anything else that you can do?
No, ma'am. If you can't afford it, I wouldn't recommend it. You get it, ma'am.
Well, I think what part of what this might help me through the changes that are happening. So I'm trying to see if there's a way I can afford to make it work out. But unfortunately, they're trying to hold on to their business model in a regular society, which doesn't exist right now. And I think they have to be a little bit more sensitive and helpful.
I mean, I thought I was by cutting the price.
No. You're cutting what you're able to cut based on what you see, but it's not even what they offered me.
Okay,
you should be able to at least go back to what they offered me.
Yes, you can do that. Just simply go back to the email and place the order there.
You said that it would be non-existent because it's past their expiration line.
No, ma'am. I did not say that because I don't know the email.
Well, I mean, they're down to the 3 months. That's at $17, which is half, a little less than half of what you're telling me, of $37 for 3 months. And you can't see the others. You're not giving me the price, evidently, that they offered me. And they're saying this is the lowest they can go, and it may have expired last night. And the 3 months, of course, is not enough.
Did you still want to place the order for 12 months for $67?
No.
Can't afford that. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
All right, Nina, thank you for your help. Bye-bye. Wish you the best.
Thank you for calling astrologyanswers.com.